This image of the Trinity in unity from the Book of Civius is one of the briefest of her visionary works, and yet is one of the most profound. There is a large mosaic replica of this piece in Eibingen, Germany, on the back wall of the sanctuary of the parish church of St. Hildegard above her reliquary. Here at the Hildegard House, we have this image of the Trinity displayed on the side wall of our sanctuary, as well as in a number of other locations. St. Hildegard's vision of the Trinity has preserved one of the most theologically sound artistic depictions of the Trinity. It demonstrates the interrelationship between the three persons of the Trinity by depicting two concentric circles, Creator and Spirit, revolving around the Incarnation, Redeemer. While Hildegard did not use inclusive language for God, this particular image is inclusive. This vision articulates an important theological point. God the Creator, first person of the Holy Trinity, and God the Holy Spirit, third person of the Holy Trinity, are not gendered beings. They are pure spirit. The second person of the Holy Trinity is a bit more complicated in that the resurrected Christ is also beyond gender. However, in the Incarnation, the second person of the Holy Trinity took on male flesh in the person of Jesus, which is appropriately depicted here in this piece as the blue man in the center of the two energy circles. Hildegard's vision allows for a limitless image of God to emerge. It offers a visual expression of God as energy, living light, empowering and sustaining the Incarnation. Then I saw a bright light, and in this light the figure of a man the color of sapphire, which was all blazing with a gentle glowing fire. And that bright light bathed the whole of the glowing fire, and the glowing fire bathed the bright light, and the bright light and the glowing fire poured over the whole human figure, so that the three were one light and one power of potential. 161.